Hello and welcome to Stillness in the Storms, the podcast that helps you through difficult times. I'm Stephen Webb, your host, and in this podcast, I'm going to tell you about a moment I had while sat in the cinema watching the Bob Marley show, One Love, show, film. And it had really a deep, profound impact because it's kind of I've got everything wrong for so long. Psychologist books I've read, all those other things, and coaches and everybody, blogs I've read, all had it, in my opinion, now the wrong way round. And I may not be right, but this aligns more with Zen Buddhism teaching and all that, and I just never seen it before. So I'm going to share that on today's podcast. But before that, I want to thank everybody for supporting. I want to thank my new founding member. Welcome to the Founding Members Club. Every week I share a reflective video where I read a bit from a book or a poem. Today I released about where I read a couple of my favourite poems, the ones I always go back to after a long time. They just give me a little piece of inner peace, really, and my thoughts on them. And in there we can chat and all that with the comments and all. And every month, and we haven't done one yet, but we're going to do one at the end of March. I will announce the day and time tomorrow where we can get together live and do a live guided meditation. So thank you, everybody. Just head over to stephenwebb.uk and then you can either go and join the founding members or you can donate on Buy a Coffee to support the show. You are awesome. If you're not able to do any of those things, leave a review or share the show. That's awesome. If you're not able to do that, just listen to the show and enjoy it and just put some headphones on and hopefully I won't put you to sleep. So, I was sat in the cinema. The film was good. I enjoyed the film. So before I say it wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be, I don't want anybody to think the film was not good. It was good. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's just, I knew the Bob Marley story and it didn't really add much to it. And although the music was all the way through it, I think it ended quite abruptly. But there was one point in it, and I sat there and my mind wandered, as it does. And for a long, long time, I'd read blogs, I read books by well-known psychiatrists and psychologists, and I use those words interchangeably. They're not the same thing, I know, but I use them interchangeably because I'm not always understanding the nuances of the differences. But all these professional people that tells me that I have to heal my inner self, my seven-year-old self. Now then, just to give that some context, my seven-year-old self, 7, 8 years old, I don't know whether they were exactly seven, but for some reason in my heart, I hold it as he was 7 years old. And my parents had a divorce. And it was particularly messy. I remember my dad coming to pick me up and I used to cry and he used to be late sometimes. And they used to argue and it wasn't pretty. Not judging my parents for that. I'm not my parents. I don't know what each other put each other through and things like that, you know, what difficulties they had. I'm just, from my perspective, it was difficult. And when my dad left, my mum said some words to me that she meant absolutely well. She said to me, "Stephen, you're the man of the house now." Now then, what she said was, "You know, you're awesome." And, you know, I suppose from her perspective, she was promoting me to some kind of, I don't know, to give me some confidence, to give me something. I don't really know. I kind of know, but it's hard to explain it. But what I heard was, "Damn, I've got to provide. I've got to do all these things. I've got to fix all the problems." You know, that's what dad does. He fixes all these problems when things go wrong. I've got to do that now. I've got to be the emotional support. I've got to help my mom. I've got to help my sister. And of course, when you're seven, you don't know you're seven. You know you're seven, but you're an adult. You're wise. And when you're 11, you're an adult and wise. When you're a teenager, you know everything. So at any given age, you have the complete knowledge. Although you know you don't have the complete knowledge. If that makes sense. Like now, if I was to say to you anything, in your brain, you've got the complete of everything. Deep down, philosophically, you know you haven't, but it feels like you have. Does that make sense? Don't know if that makes sense or not. So what was this deep, profound thought I had? So for years, I'd done meditations, and I've got one of my inner peace meditations. It's about healing the child within, giving them comfort. Now, if they're comfortable and loved, it goes into the adulthood, and I'll feel comfortable and loved now. I'm not saying that's not true. Absolutely, that is true. But I didn't see it from another angle. So I approach life on a daily basis of, no, I don't really, that's not entirely true. So, but in general, I look at it as that if I can heal that inner self, if that inner self can be deeply loved, and then I'll be more loved now, and now I'm more self-love, and I'll be more vulnerable, more courageous, more complete. But the reality is, with all the knowledge and everything I know now, I don't see the world through the right lenses of ignorance and naivety. And I think we need to sometimes. So I was sitting in the cinema and I thought about it. So instead of me always telling my 7-year-old self, reassurance, you're loved, you're doing awesome, you're doing amazing. If only you could see what I'm doing now. What about if I said to my 7-year-old, how would you see my life now? What would you do now with the ignorance and the naivety and the lack of indoctrination, the lack of the years of ingrown teachings and all that? How would you see my life now? And I thought a 7-year-old should, in some way, see the world through brand new eyes. See the world as if it's the first time they've seen it, that the world, everything is possible. They should have this heart that is like, if I want to do that, I can do that. You know, they don't know the art of what's impossible at that point. And we spend time as adults trying to convince ourselves of what is possible. And we're trying to break down those walls and barriers that have been put up by so many people's opinions, beliefs of ourselves, self-beliefs, and all the other things that people tell us we can and cannot do. So we're living our lives from the basis of, you know, a predetermined way in which everybody else has basically taught us what we feel we should see, how we should see the world, how we show up in the world, what we can and cannot do. But what would that 7-year-old do? Go, yeah, that's not true. I don't believe them. The truth is the 7-year-old doesn't know yet. So the 7-year-old doesn't know about all these barriers yet because they haven't come across them. They haven't been told them. They haven't tried them. So if only we could go back to that 7-year-old and through all the innocent eyes and the innocent heart and the courage and determination of that child, what would they do with their life now? With all these opportunities, all these things, what books would the 7-year-old listen to if he could listen to them? He didn't know he could. And what would my life be like today if I approached today within the same realms of, I'm not saying you've got to be a naughty 7-year-old and walk on the grass and all those things. You've got to live within the adult's rules, but not the rules that are of opinions and beliefs. Live within the, not living within the limitations of what people have put on us. So that 7-year-old might look up and go, I want to go and try that. And our brains go, oh no, someone's tried that, don't do that. Well, no, let the 7-year-old try that. Live your life from that position. So I was there and I had this tear in my eye in the cinema. It's like, oh, wow. let that seven-year-old loose. So I want you to think about your childhood. At what age were you still courageous and vulnerable enough and naive enough to believe that you can literally do anything you want in life? Before people told you you couldn't be an astronaut or you couldn't be all these other things. I remember going to careers at school and they said, what do you want to be when you're older? And I remember saying I wanted to be an astronaut. And I was at secondary school, I was about 12 years old. And they said, no, you're not going to be an astronaut, Stephen. What are you good at? I don't know. Technical drawing. How about an architect? What do architects do? Well, they build houses. They design houses. Oh, yeah, I could do that. And then I spent the next 10 years wanting to be an architect because that was what the careers teachers thought that I could do. I remember asking how much money they make. Oh, they make a lot of money. Okay, I'll be an architect. And I wouldn't mind being an architect. I think they're pretty cool. I think what they create and all, and in the world of AI and all now, you can create some awesome stuff. But that wasn't me. I'm not saying I can suddenly allow that seven-year-old to be an astronaut, you know? But just approach that essay or the daily living or whatever you're going to approach next week from the innocent eyes and enthusiasm and courage of that younger self when before it was all predetermined by others that you cannot do it. And it gave me this wonderful just opening. And I wonder how it makes you feel. Let me know whatever platform you are on, let me know in the review or in the comments, or if you'd like to email me, go to stephenwebb.uk and there's a link there to my own blog, there's a link there to buy a coffee, there's a link there to my other podcast, but there's also a link there to message me and it'll be an email and it'll come directly to me. And it'd be interesting to know, and I know some people haven't had the most desirable childhood. My childhood wasn't that brilliant. Not just my parents' divorce. And I will say it's not my fault. I don't think it's my fault anyway. It might have been. Who knows? But, you know, that whole just looking at the world from those eyes on a daily basis gives us a perspective that we don't have as an adult. And I think that perspective is really important. I'm not saying come from that only voice. That only voice will probably get you in trouble, you know, painting on the walls and things like that, doing the naughty things that children shouldn't really do. But you can add that voice to the mix. That younger self was awesome before it was told it wasn't. And I think we should embrace it a whole lot more. So that's my podcast today, a little bit shorter than usual. I think it's an important message. And yeah, what would you do if you could go back to that most courageous version of yourself before the bloody adults ruined it? Oh, adults, adulthood. Who wants to do all that stuff? It's a voice that I think you need to hear, and it's a voice that I need to listen to more often. Instead of you can't do that, why not? Go for it. Just don't go crazy, too crazy. You know, I want to say thank you, deeply thank you to supporters, donators. You keep this, I say this every single week. I don't care. It's really important that to say it again and again. Without the people that donate, this podcast would not exist. And I'm going through a lot of changes in my life at the moment with my operation in December now really making a difference on my life so much better. I'm being diagnosed a little bit now and it's helping me out in understanding how my mind works. And it's awesome and I'm so excited. And it's spring here. the sun is out, albeit I think we got April in May, in March, which is a bit too early. It's freaking me out a bit, but I'm not going to sit back and not enjoy it because it's there anyway. You know, all the complaining about the weather is not going to change it. So I'm going to leave you with this one quote by Shunro Suzuki. In the beginner's mind, there is many possibilities. In the expert's mind, there are few. So if I come at it from my age, there's few possibilities I can do. If I come at it from my 7-year-old, how many more possibilities is there right now? And boom, just like that. I love you, take care, and please head over to stephenwebb.uk if you want to contact me or support the show. Bye.